Together, we could do a lot better. All this bullying, violence in every weather. We need to stop this, can't go on forever. So I took the time to write you this letter. You being insecure, acting like you don't care. But I know deep inside your feelings are really there. You just want a friend, I know it, it's cool. You'll never be one being a bully in school. Why is it so hard to abide by the rules? Is it that fun to beat up on these kids? I'm getting real mad, the ink is bleeding through my pen. But Theory made the beat, so you know I'm going in. All this fighting, I'm too cool for that. And bullying don't make you the coolest cat. Nerd star here, and I'm just saying it's whack. I'd be the first one to put it all on whack. Build a better nation, next generation. So let's all come together, start over again. The fact of the matter is we can all be friends. So just be smart, kids, use your head. We gon' make a change like MJ said. It's anti-bullying all the way. And we gon' be cool by the end of the day. Best believe no bullying's here to stay. Anti-bullying is such a good trait. Everybody, we bout to make a difference. No bullying, no time for the foolishness. Dear Mr. Bully, it can't go on forever. We got to come together and be friends. Sincerely, Nerd Star.
Hello, Mr. Bully. This can't go forever. I know we'll be better if we came together.
Don't fade, and you don't even wonder why you Bye.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. That was Lyndon Shapiro, of course. We're back here, episode 64, of course. And that was, of course, Lyndon, just recording, you know, my speaker device. Of course, my interview famous people like Clark Howard coming up on the show. And, of course, are you having a fun time, of course, Transit?
Oh, yeah. This is way better than what I do.
So you're not working at McDonald's. What are you going to be doing now?
I'm actually getting ready to go into business for myself.
Well, you're gonna host your own show.
And I'm coming to take yours.
That's what Pete's waiting for. Someone to take my seat over here, you know, because Peter just wants to someone to have my seat. You know what I'm saying? It will be the Transit Radio Show. How'd you get the name Transit?
Actually, I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Actually, no.
Is that your real first name, Transit?
No, my first name is Triante.
Triante.
Transit just came up today.
Really?
I actually kind of like it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, I like that. Now, how did you get Triante?
Well, Grandma.
That's awesome. High five for that. Yes. You look good for the radio show today, I'm telling you. See, now you got to look good for radio because it's radio TV. You know what I'm saying? All right.
What are you doing, Shapiro?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing then?
Oh, well, it's my show, so, you know.
You can look whatever you want.
Exactly. I'm the host. Okay. I want to give a shout out to, of course, Bryce Miles, of course. I've been seeing him a lot, of course, because he's sitting outside in the front foyer over here. I've been seeing him at Barry's concert. It's Barry's concert's up on the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. Now we got to speed everything up. Thank you to my producer, Repeat. Malevolent Singletooth is next. Interview with his song, Witness the Slaughter. Then I'll introduce the and then we'll go right into Rolla Dante, My Rage, and then we'll go into Derek Shapiro winning Sheryl Crow tickets from Star 94, of course. I recorded this. So, and then we'll go into the Clark Howard interview, of course. Clark Howard, about money thing. Then we'll go into Sister Hazel, Stay a While, then Clinton Mason, America, Praise God, because...
Derek Shapiro.
Hello! You're on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. www.derekshapiroshow.com. How you doing tonight?
I am here.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm here.
You're here. Well, you're not here in Georgia, yeah. where I'm doing the show, but you're in Rhode Island.
I am, in fact, in Rhode Island.
Yes. Do you feel like you're in Massachusetts or Rhode Island?
I am actually in Rhode Island today.
No, I know, but what do you feel like you're in?
I feel like I'm in Rhode Island, oddly enough.
Yes.
That's
a fact, though. So, of course, Mark, a.k.a. Malevolent Sneaker Decay Tooth, right?
Yeah, of course. You have to keep saying, of course.
Of course.
All right.
We had to have a three-course meal, right?
What the hell are we going with this?
I don't know. I mean, my interview with you are always conversations, right? We're conversating.
Is that what we're calling this?
This is great sex, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know what
the
hell we're talking about.
So, tell me, of course, you're on the same show as Clark Howard. You know who Clark Howard is?
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
You know who Clark Howard is?
No.
He's on HLN. He's the money guru. Of course, you can find him on HLN weekends and every day. He's on internet. He's on radio.
Why do I feel like this is a plug?
Well, of course, you're on the same show as him, you know? So,
yeah.
Of course, you know, I seen you up in Rhode Island back in October, of course. No, I'm sorry, back in June, actually. And so, your song, you have the song called Nancy.
What?
No, you sent me a song. I didn't see what song you sent me.
The song is called Witness the Slaughter. I was gonna send you another song, but I decided against it because it's kind of sacrilegious and I don't wanna get onto that subject.
It's religious, you said?
No. The song I wanted to send you was a sacrilegious subject matter, but I decided against it because, you know, stuff.
Yes, I know.
You had my friend, I should say, Dan on the show, and he's got his viewpoints, and I have mine.
Yes, Dan, the man with the plan. He was on in the beginning of the show, of course. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. Continue.
Yeah, so of course, this song is called What the Slaughter?
Witness the Slaughter, yeah. I don't really... Don't ask me what the song's about, because when I wrote it, I don't know. It's one of those songs where if you can actually hear the fucking lyrics,
yeah,
if you can actually make out what I'm saying, because I'm kind of screaming through the whole song.
What a surprise!
He screamed during a song.
And word police, and word police.
No. I've been meaning to ask you, because I don't really listen to your show that much. Do you actually have other people on your show that, play like music that I think I do? Like, I don't even really call it music, but.
Well, of course, I've interviewed, old school Derek Shapiro's show, the Squizzles back in the day.
Oh, the Squizzles, huh.
You know?
Don't get me started.
But, so, is this a new, how new is this song, Witness the Slaughter?
This song, well, I recorded it, the bed tracks for it, probably like 6 or 7 years ago, and didn't actually record the vocals too very recently, and I actually mixed it with my friend James, who is actually in a band called The O'Keepers. And
how's James doing with O'Keepers?
He still writes and records music. I help him sometimes. I still play guitar sometimes for him.
So is he performing a lot?
That's really what I was going to get to. The last performance I did with the O'Keepers, I was playing bass, and that was probably a few years ago.
So has the O'Keepers been playing recently?
Not lately, actually, because I think the last show we did, oh, God. You're catching me on the spot. I really don't know. I feel like it's more like 5 years ago.
So where have you been playing recently?
What's that?
Where have you been playing recently?
Where have I? All I've been doing is just recording music. I haven't really done much in the way of recording, writing. I've been writing and recording, but I haven't really done too many shows recently. I can't even tell you the last time I really did one.
So again, if you're just tuning in to the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, and of course on Talking with Derek on the DSS TV station, I'm going to re-air this on the DSS TV station. You are hearing Malevolent Sneaker Tooth Mark, of course, here on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 64. Of course, now witness the slaughter. Tell me, are you witnessing the slaughter of a cow, a human being, or a chicken? A cow, a chicken, or a human being?
You'd think that if you heard the song, that it was some sort of pro-militant vegan song or something like that. It's actually not the case. Even though it's funny, one of my friend's bands is called Depressor, and they actually do songs that are very pro-vegetarian songs, and if anything, this is kind of making fun of that a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good friends with the guy.
I don't believe it.
Just like I'm good friends with Dan, but you don't believe that either.
I don't believe you have friends, period. No, kidding. So, Mark, a.k.a. Malevolent Sneaker Decay Tooth, or just Malevolent Sneaker Tooth.
Oh, you stopped. This is Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, and my name's Mark.
Yes.
Just stop. You can ask me the same question you always ask me. Where did you get the name from? Mark, I got a question for you. How did you get the name, Mark? Well, you'd have to ask my mom that question, because my mom named me Mark, so...
So what's your mom been up to?
I don't know.
Is she going to listen to the show and masturbate to my voice?
What?
Okay. All right.
You just took it to a new level of inappropriate. I hope you don't actually use this interview.
Yes, I hope so, because I'm trying to get up there with Howard Stern, you know?
What?
Okay. Anyway, so tell me, what contact information can people find your contact information?
Well, they can probably go to my MySpace, because I still have my MySpace. I'm in the process of doing a Facebook, but they're probably more likely if they do go to www.myspace.com/MalevolentSneakerTooth.
And of course, you're on Facebook. I mean, people who's friends with me on Facebook, you know, my fans can see that you're friends with me on Facebook too. So people could go to your thing and see Mark Goldie, right?
Yeah, they can see Mark Goldie. It's G-O-L-D-E and blah, blah, blah. I'm actually, like I said, I'm in the process of putting all that stuff on there too, but
yeah.
I just haven't really thought about it. I just recently got back into the momentum of, you know, writing and recording music again, so.
Wow, that is freaking,
that is
freaking
amazing.
Awesome. Amazing, you know? Now, one other thing, so if this song goes, well, actually, let me ask you a question. What do you want to tell Georgia listeners who hasn't really paid attention to your songs, like down south here, or Florida fans I have, or Texas fans?
You live in Atlanta?
Yes.
Well, most people, they listen to my voice and they're like, ah! But, I don't know what to tell you. This particular track that I sent you, one of my friends, Steve, was telling me that it sounds kind of like Nine Inch Nails, which I kind of disagree with because I'm not really a fan of theirs.
I have a question for you. You know, on my last show, I interviewed Dave Coulier. You know Dave Coulier, right?
I don't know.
From Full House. Remember Full House?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, I want you to do it for me is you do impressions, too. He loves to do impressions, okay? I want you to do a Dave Coulier impression from Joey, who played on Full House.
Don't know the dude, so I can't. I'm drawing a blank.
Okay.
Sorry.
I want you to do, then, find your famous impression here.
I want you to do this crazy impression of somebody doing an impression of me, doing an impression of a walrus.
I
live in Florida.
I want you to do an impression of President Barack Obama.
I can't do that either. I haven't heard anything.
Okay, what about George Bush?
What? Doing George Bush?
Yes.
No.
Okay. What about Biff? Get your damn hands off of her from Back to the Future.
That I can do, but I can't do it right this time.
Come on. Do me. Do Derek Shapiro doing Biff. You know, get your damn hands off of her.
What?
Or do me doing Dan the Man with the Plan.
Wait. So you want me to do impression? Now, people that are listening to this are not going to know who the fuck I'm talking about. What the hell is that? We're back at Archer Research, and I'm telling you, Derek, you have to keep the voice down. Derek, you have to keep the voice down. You do a funny impression of
the
guy going.
See, back in the day, me and him, we used to, Archer Research used to do research for my show, Derek Shapiro's show, and you are the top manager there. Anyway, so, can you do a impression of me doing Dan the Man with the Plan?
I have no idea. You are completely, like, okay, so, Dan is somebody that, hey, guys, you're talking about him, you're talking about Dan Martin.
Yes, he's been on my show twice, so he's on the same show.
Hey, guys, let me tell you something about the Bible.
I love it. All right.
If you're listening, I swear to God, I'm so sorry.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Malevolent Decay, Sneaker Tooth, Mark. Here's your song, Witness the Slaughter. Here, I'll lose yourself to Derek. What?
I don't.
Wait, on the count of three, let's just do Derek Shapiro's show. Derek Shapiro, show. 1, 2, 3. Show. Show. All right, and I'm just going to stay until my ride gets here, of course. That was Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, of course, with the interview, of course. And now we'll go to the Malevolent Sneaker Tooth. Well, what's the song called?
My Rage.
No, this one.
Witness a Slaughter.
And then
Dante and Rolla, My Rage.
And that's the number two song for the month of July. Then we'll come back with me winning tickets to Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock from another radio station here in Atlanta. Right, Repeat? Right.
Yeah.
it, Miss Lola. I got your back.
I know they won't knock me down.
Never. Listen. I stand tall like skyscrapers over haters. Many men look up to me like elevators. They caught the papers, cause the biz are marquee. A player in the game, and y'all know he's marquee. Knock you out the lane, and no, I'm not sorry. That's the only time these lames overstand me. Understand, he ain't the one to play with. Could go off anytime like bombs when they lit. Blow like Boston, George, and I'm 30 minutes away from Boston door. Y'all seconds away from meeting the Lord. And your mom's crying, why they take my boy? Cause your boy was dumb, didn't know about son. What you don't know can kill ya. Get familiar when mics are present, be very afraid. Don't know my age, but you can know my rage.
In my mind, I'm raging and I'm flaming. Know it shows on my face, I won't hide it. I want to be out of this providence. People be bitching and saying things that you shouldn't be doing. Money that you ain't even making. You look uptight, but don't even sweat it. It's an R&B struggle thing. I'm gonna explode, I need to get away from it. But I know you can't get far from it. Talking at you like a 4-year-old little kid. Even my songs will hurt people's feelings. If it does, I wrote it cause I meant it. I'm proud to say, mean it and does it. It's just blunt, but no, I don't smoke it. And in my mind, there's nothing wrong.
I don't care, I won't lose.
That was, of course, Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, Witness a Slaughter. I want to witness a slaughter of a cow, you know what I'm saying? And that was, of course, My Rage, Dante and Rola, of course. And, of course, this is... Oh, now, Pete, repeat.
Hey.
Repeat, come here
for
a second. You know, it was coming up again, right? Clark Howard, you know?
Clark Howard.
Yes. Now, this other segment, of course, do you ever listen to other radio stations other than My Radio Show?
I listen to a lot of radio stations. Actually, I don't really listen to your show. I'm just forced to put it together.
Why is that?
You know, I'm not. We're not going to get into all that. I do listen to your show, Shapiro. I go back and I revisit some of your shows.
How often? When you're feeling sick, does it make you feel better, or do you actually feel better? Do you want to get sick? So
you want me to ask this for you?
Yes,
please. You got this. Go ahead.
Please transition.
Just on one of those bored nights, right?
Okay.
When there's nothing else to do, yeah.
Wait, what would you rather do? Pop in a video from Redbox or pop on
definitely
my show?
Definitely Redbox.
Now, let me ask you a question, okay? What I did was I was on the road, listened to another radio station, Star 94, and I won tickets to see Kid Rock and Show Occur next Sunday. I'm taking my daughter to London, and I won a $100 gift certificate.
Hold on, I got to turn the mic, Shapiro, because your breath stinks, so.
Oh, but that was some pizza before.
I got some gum
mushroom.
In the car.
That was some Mellow Mushroom before at Nerdstar's performance. I won a $100 gift certificate to Cuckoo Bears, babies and kids.
What's Cuckoo Bears?
They sell, like, things for bedroom things and just elementary stuff. So I won this, and this is me winning from Star 94, courtesy of Star 94. Ryan Seacrest is on the station, so Ryan Seacrest is on my show, see?
Who's Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, that's right. Who's Derek Shapiro?
And the word Jennifer became part of everyday language when Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were together. But what year did these things happen? Derek, you know the answer?
2003.
It was 2003.
Yes.
All right, Derek, so you just won the tickets to see Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow at Aaron's Amphitheater on the 28th, as well as the $100 gift certificate to Cuckoo Bear Baby and Kids.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. What year was it? Brought to you by...
All right. So that was from Star 94. Now, here's another crossover, of course. Clark Howard, courtesy of WSB in Atlanta, of course, SB Channel 2. He's on, of course, WSB, what is it, 750 WSB AM and 95.5 FM, too. He's also on HLN. He's on syndicated radio. I interview Clark Howard, of course. Clark Howard on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Do you know who Clark Howard is?
Actually, no, but I've heard a lot about him in the past 30 minutes.
He has a new book out, of course, okay, called Living Large in Lean Times. Can you actually live large in lean times at McDonald's? Because are the burgers really lean? Are they large?
Well, you know, they desecrated the Big and Tasty, so there's pretty much no more living large in there. So. And Super Size Me pretty much slandered fry size.
You know what? I told someone to supersize, a girl to supersize me back in the day. You know what happened to me?
What?
All right. Anyway, here. Never tell a girl supersize me, okay? All right. Here is Clark Howard. A repeat. You listen to the Clark Howard show?
I try to listen to the show as often as possible because you get a lot of good information, especially when it's time to travel, because he tells you all the right travel dates that you need to take. You know, he'll say, you know, you need to go to, if you want to go to Finland, you know, you go on these days because you get the tickets for 50% off. So he saves you a lot of money, and that money just, you know, goes into the bank account.
Do I save you money?
Actually, Phil, you give me money to do your show, but it's not enough money.
Okay, well, Clark Howard actually highlights and puts a lot of emphasis to internet radio. He actually has an internet radio in his bathroom. He actually says he doesn't listen to himself, actually. He actually rather listen to me versus himself. And I listen to him in the car, too. I listen to other radio stations. So here's Clark Howard on the Derek Shapiro Show. Then we're going to Sister Hazel, new song, of course, but they're coming back on my show in November. Sister Hazel, Stay a While. And Clinton Mason, America, Praise God. And I'm not going to be here for the ending, so I'll let you end the show, of course. Thank you very much, Transit, for being here. Thank
no
you.
No problem.
I'm gonna hop on Transit afterwards if my ride's not here. No, some people are borrowing my car right now. And then I'm going to go to the event tonight. What do you call it? The Jim Blossoms event. But Repeat, thank you very much. Thank you to Nerdstar. Thank you to Beloved Singer 2. Thank you to Dan the Man with the Plan. Next month we have Bari. We have Bryce Miles, who's outside. And we do have a new interview with Vanessa. And we have Truth Hurts, you know, that who played with Bari. So they're calling my show next month. But here's Clark Howard, Sister Hazel, Stay a While, and Clinton Mason, America, Praise God. Take it easy. Bye-bye. All right, I'm here at Costco with Clark Howard here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station, and it's a privilege to interview you today.
Thank you very much. Yes. It's great to meet you.
Yes, well, it's great to meet you, too. Of course, you're on HLN. You're on, of course, your own syndicated radio show. You're on WSB Channel 2, of course. And congratulations on your new book, your ninth book, right?
That's right. I never could have imagined that I would have a first book, and the fact that I'm at number 9 shocks me.
Really? So I guess they say, right, once you had 9 you could dine, right?
I never heard that.
Yes, it's my corny joke for the day. But let me ask you a question. Can rich people benefit with your book?
You know, I don't know that rich people actually would care about my book. My book is for the everyday person.
Like me.
Who's trying to make it. Yep. And, you know, the rich have all the people they can go to consult.
Exactly.
The rest of us don't quite have that. So
sure.
This is about how to stretch the buck in everyday life.
Tell me, you know, your new book, of course, Living Large in Lean Times. How much are these times lean?
This is certainly not the worst times we've ever seen in America. I mean, we've been through, if you go back to the terrible, terrible depressions that we had in the late 1800s in the United States, in both of those cases, we had people that were literally starving to death. You go to the Great Depression in the 1930s, people lived with brutal conditions. This is not that, but it's still very upsetting, depressing, debilitating to want a job and not be able to get one, to want to provide more for yourself or your family and not be able to. So it is a very, very tough time today. Not the worst of times, but certainly not a great era.
If this country goes even further into, you know, more, you know, what are the signs of it getting worse, or what are the signs of it getting better?
Well, it's, you know, societies don't decline in one fell swoop. It's gradual. And a lot of people believe right now that we are in a decline in America. I don't believe it. I believe we're in a rough patch because we went through a prior era of excessive speculation and excessive borrowing, and we've got to heal from that. So we're going to spend this decade going through that healing process.
Sure, sure. And so what was your meaning behind this book, of course? What do you want to tell people? What's the main message?
The idea is that even if you don't have as much income, you can do things in your life and how you live it, that you can still live a very comfortable life. I want people to know that just because the paycheck isn't as fat maybe as it was 5 years ago, there's still room in your life for fun. There's still room in your life to build a future.
And I like, and also in the book, because this is internet radio, of course, I like how you mentioned internet radio is the wave of the future, of course, which people, oh, it is.
Internet radio is great. I mean, I am so impressed. I've got an internet radio in my bathroom.
Really?
And in the morning when I'm getting ready, I've got a whole bunch of stations I can pick from.
Really?
And it's just such a deal because 11,000 or whatever stations to pick from.
Really? So do you listen to more of other radio or do you listen to more of yourself?
Oh, I don't listen to myself.
Really? How come is that?
Well, I think I hear myself enough every day. I don't think I need to listen to myself.
So it's more of a chance you listen to the Derek Shapiro Show more than the Clark Howard Show. Huh?
Exactly.
And
that's
it's funny,
right.
Because I'm in the car doing work for the Derek Shapiro Show. I'll be listening to the Clark Howard Show.
Oh, that's fine. And the thing about internet radio that I'm so excited about, some cars already have it, but a lot more will in the next couple of years, where you'll be able to listen to internet radio or Pandora or Groove Shark or whatever you want to in your car while you're driving around.
That's a smart thing because I also have internet TV, you know, the DSS TV station, you know. That's the smart thing, of course. Internet radio, internet TV, you know. And tell me, too, you know, you've been in radio for so long, of course. Who are some of the radio people you look up to or TV personalities?
In terms of TV, in Atlanta, I'm crazy about Monica Pearson.
Oh, okay.
And the reason is that she is so real. She's so genuine. And she's not a pushover, but she's a very sweet woman.
Really?
Yeah.
So Monica Pearson, she's on Channel 2, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you're on Channel 2 as well.
I am, and she's retiring, I think, in the next year or so. Mm-hmm. But she's had quite a run.
You have a Rhode Island fan base, too. I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. You're on WHAJ up in Providence, of course. Tell me about, like, when you go across America and people know you from different states, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, it shows the power of the microphone. I mean, it's amazing how I can walk off an airplane anywhere in the country and have somebody come up to me and start talking about something I talked about on radio or TV. And the ability for us to connect with people around America so easily is something I just think is great.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. And of course, your website is clarkhoward.com, huh?
That's right.
Clarkhoward.com is booming.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the internet used to be kind of like an afterthought with what I do. And now the internet is almost becoming the central nervous system of what I do.
Exactly. And of course, you know, I like your last name, but that's my father's first name, Howard, you know. Thank you, Clark Howard, again, for here on the Derek Shapiro Show and on DSS TV station. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Well, I shouldn't have said have a good week.
Well, wherever they listen, it could be an archive. It could be a great weekend, a great week, right?
That's right.
Thank you.
Every day ends in a Y.
Exactly. Why is that?
Working overtime, find who I wanna be. You got something, can't put my finger on it, that makes my mind feel free.
Alright guys, that's the show for today. Shapiro left out. He had to do another appearance at you know, I can't even remember what he said he was going to, but he's going to another appearance, so I'm closing y'all out. It was a good show. Hope to see everybody who watching right now next week. I don't really know. He didn't leave me the set list to see who's going to be on the next show. But please just stay tuned. We're going to be here every single month, once a month. I'm here once a month every third Saturday at 7 o'clock. So please stay tuned. All right, well, that's the show. Everybody have a good one. Have a blessed Labor Day. Hope to help everybody out there have a safe Labor Day. Goodbye.